This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We welcome into the studio former Royals pre- and post-game host. He currently hosts on Show and Vern, Josh Vernier. Vern, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. And something that you mentioned right there about how quickly things go through and leave the news cycle. Even this, Bubba Starling. Like to me, he's going to have to make a sensational defensive play or come through with a big extra base hit this weekend for you guys to truly discuss it on Monday. Like, it seems and it feels like it's a big deal right now, but to your point, he'll have to do something this weekend. Just the fact that he's here, I don't think carries through the weekend.
What's confusing for me is I don't really know what expectations I should place on Bubba Starling. For a player who was a top five player in his class, we normally hold top five players up in very high regard. It was such a long time ago when we've seen other players from that class go on to great success. There's no way you can hold him to the Francisco Lindor comp or standard. But I also don't know if I should treat him like he's an everyday outfielder. I don't know if he's a fourth outfielder. I don't know if Bubba Starling is not Paulo Orlando.
Right.
I just don't know what to expect from Bubba, so it makes it kind of hard to move forward and really assess his progress as a major league player.
And that's fair. To me, this weekend's about congratulating him on his perseverance. I mean, he thought about walking away from the game two summers ago. So for him to be in the big leagues, that is commendable. But I do think that this city, this fan base, we've been the good kind of spoiled by winning. Where when Haas and Moose got the call up, it was, these are the guys that are going to bring us a championship. I just want to see them. I don't care how they do. I just am so grateful that they're now in the big leagues. Well, now you've won a title, and I hope, all Royals fans view these kind of call-ups through the lens of championships and winning. You see Adalberto Mondesi and Hunter Dozier having these breakout seasons. You can see them being a part of the next championship team. My hope, or rather my excitement, is tempered about Bubba Starling because I don't think that you just called up a guy that's going to be a part of the next championship. I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like you called up a nine hitter. That's what you did. You called up a number nine hitter where congratulations to him. Best of... He had an 800 OPS in an offensive-driven AAA. Nicky Lopez had a 950 OPS in that same league. We've seen how that's translated to the big league level. Of the 81 base hits Bubba has this year, 61 of them are singles. So in a game where it's all about power, he doesn't seem to have much. It could develop late, but I would say... act as if you just called up a number nine hitter.
What do you make of the timing? Obviously, Bubba's been in the system for a really long time. Is it because Bubba's hitting 310, or is it more because of other circumstances like Billy Hamilton's not hitting the ball and the team's really not going anywhere?
Yeah, all of those things, probably. I mean, Billy Hamilton, you would like to move on from him eventually. Terrence Gore might be the one that's ultimately on his way out, it would appear, for Bubba Starling. I think the reason you call him up right now is, well, A, he's... earned it, right? I don't see another center fielder banging down the door within a year and a half within the organization. And this might be the final home weekend where the Royals, with all due respect, you guys know I love the Royals, but this might be the final home weekend where they matter. Next time they're home, it's the end of July when training camp starts. And once Mahomes steps on a football field, it's a wrap for baseball in this town. So it's a buck night, it's fireworks, it's another bad team. You should see a nice crowd this weekend. And then, in my opinion, the performance on the field won't matter as much for Bubba Starling.
Right now we're talking to Josh Vernier. As you know, he was the former Royals pre- and post-game host. He currently hosts now middays on Show and Vern. BK keeps making the player comparison to Kevin Kiermaier and thinks that's a ceiling and realistic expectation for Bubba Starling. Is there a player you think, you say a nine hitter, is there a player you have in your mind of, it will be good if Bubba Starling turns into player X?
I don't know the offensive numbers of Kiermaier, but when I think of Kiermaier, I think of him defensively. I really don't think much pop from him offensively. I might be wrong on that. I can probably ride with that. Again, a defense, he needs to be a sure-handed center fielder. He'll be a benefit defensively. He'll be a benefit on the base paths. And then again, a nine hitter, all you're hoping is that he can get on base and maybe cause some kind of havoc. Yeah, I could go with that.
I'm looking at Kevin Kiermaier's splits. 254, 311, 423. He basically averages about...
I'll take that.
Yeah, 12 to 15 home runs a season. That's about what he is.
I would take that right now. That might be optimistic. Again, the professional career of Bubba Starling says that the past 3 months are the aberration, right? Not that, oh, finally he's figured it out. So now you're going to be among the best 250 baseball players in the world and the best pitchers. If I was a betting man, I wouldn't think it would work out well, but I'm not trying to put a ceiling on the young man.
A few minutes ago, you were talking about when Haas and Moose came up and the excitement level and everything. And then you were talking about your expectations and hopes that maybe he can be part of the future, the next wave of great Royals players. Is that, do you think, at this point, what the Royals are expecting, that Bubba's still part of their long-term plan?
I don't think so. They're hopeful. Again, Dayton's a guy that never, again, puts ceilings or tells you what the ceiling is for someone. But no, I think they're hopeful, but I can't imagine that they look at Bubba Starling and envision him in the same breath as Hunter Dozier, Adalberto Mondesi, Brad Keller, Whit Merrifield. Those are all championship players that have gotten it done at the big league level. Again, we haven't even seen Bubba Starling take one swing in the toughest league that there is. He's had a nice 3 months in AAA. Other than that, it's basically been either injury-riddled or forgettable most of his professional career. No, I don't think he's a guy that if you gave them truth serum and said, give me your 2022 lineup that you're going to have in the postseason, I don't believe that Bubba Starling's the center fielder.
Vern, last question here, and we'll get you out of here. You were one of the few people that can say pretty regularly you talk to Dayton Moore. Mm-hmm. What were your conversations like about Bubba Starling? And what kind of day do you think this is for Dayton? Obviously for Bubba, the grind of eventually accomplishing your goal. What do you think today is like for Dayton Moore?
Yeah, Dayton just, and I know he told you the same thing, and that is that Bubba Starling for the last 3-4 years has been ready to be a professional big leaguer defensively. It's just always been the offensive side of things, and a lot of it goes down to the mentality. What is Dayton thinking on a day like this? This is going to sound lame, but knowing Dayton Moore, he is through the roof excited that Bubba Starling had it within himself to, again, within 2 years, think about walking away from the game, found the internal confidence to persevere through that, have success, and has earned this job at the big league level. I think it's just sheer excitement for the young man and his family and the community, because Bubba Starling reflects a lot of those Midwestern values, hard work, determination, perseverance, and I think that will be on display this weekend.
That is Josh Vernier. He is the former Royals pre- and post-game host. He is also a host in Middays here on Show and Vern. Thanks a lot, Vern, for making time for us today.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.